I want to speak to Assistant Chief Constable Alan Todd, ACC Todd. Good morning.
Good morning.
A sad story highlighting this morning, of a Chinese gentleman who was vulnerable and the police coming in for criticism in relation to the search for Zhen Fengxi, a 23-year-old Chinese national. He was missing. His body was found on the 27th of March 2015 in the River Lagan at Belfast Harbour. The police had quite a bit of interaction with this gentleman who seemed to be suffering in a mental capacity in the days leading up to his death.
That indeed, and I think that's the thing we should always remember in these cases, and particularly this one, that it was a tragic case. Tragically, it appears Mr. Xi was already dead by the time he was reported missing to police. Notwithstanding that, we had had significant dealings with him in the previous number of days. On two specific instances, we were called to events where Mr. Xi was present, and on both occasions, officers, in pursuing what we do best around these things, about keeping people safe, dealt with those incidents and made sure Mr. Xi was taken to and given medical attention at hospital. On neither occasion was he detained in hospital. He was free to leave on both those occasions and subsequently has lost his life in the River Lagan in Belfast.
So looking at this, the police seemed to do the right thing when they came across Mr. Xi. He was reported to the police by people in the vicinity of Milltown Cemetery who were concerned about him. The police turned up, took him to hospital. And then later he had gone to Killyleagh. He came back to Belfast, Killyleagh, where he was living. Came back to Belfast, was acting in a bizarre manner in the street. He was reported again to police. Once more the police intervened and a second time took him to hospital. Yet and all, when he was discharged from hospital early one morning, he ended up by entering the River Lagan. His relatives in China were concerned about him, and they made contact with the police. At what point does the police come in for significant criticism here?
The police criticism, and it's criticism we expect, or we accept, that when the family reported Mr. Xi missing, and as I said earlier, regrettably, the likelihood is he was already dead at this point. But at the time he was reported missing to the police, which had been our sort of third set of circumstances we had dealt with him, then we are required at that point to conduct a risk assessment and categorise Mr. Xi as high, medium or low risk. He should have clearly been categorised as high risk. That would have then triggered a range of actions by the police service. The initial assessment was flawed. He was classed as a person of concern for safety. We accept that. That was in breach of our own guidelines and policy. We accept that, and we've since put other checks and balances in place to make sure that there's less likelihood of that happening going forward.
Do you have any worries that the police are the last resort, they are the last refuge, the last hope in relation to sorting out the difficulties for people like Mr. Xi? Should the health service, should other people who would have been liaising with him at a professional level not equally have a responsibility for him?
I would want to resist the temptation to push this around and make it other people's problem. What we have a responsibility to do the things that we're responsible for, and on this occasion we didn't do that as well as we should. So I'm not making any excuses for that. But it is a shared responsibility. And there's clearly a concern in policing, both in Northern Ireland and nationally, that as some agencies and indeed statutory partners and voluntary agencies are under increasing resourcing pressure, that the support mechanisms for people with mental health issues and other challenges in their lives, as that is under pressure and decreasing, that inevitably the emergency services, of which the police are one of the main players in that, inevitably start to have to deal with more going forward at a time when our resources are under pressure as well. So, and that's acknowledged in the Ombudsman's report, hearing from many frontline officers that some of the mistakes that are made in this case were down to just the sheer pressure demand. We do deal with 13,000 missing persons a year, 35 every day on a 24/7 basis.
See, that's an incredible number of people, 35 a day. And you can almost imagine police officers thinking, oh my goodness, he'll turn up in 10 minutes, give us a break. That's bound to cross the officer's mind, even though a family will be really concerned about the person that they can't put their hands on. Most of them do turn up. Most of them have just taken a wrong turn.
Clearly, everybody who comes to us and reports a person missing, we take seriously and we absolutely understand their concern. And that is, of course, tempered by the vast police experience that most people turn up very quickly and very safely, and striking the balance in the middle of that is something we do on a day and daily basis. But it is a significant number of people, and a significant number of those people are either from hospitals themselves who have gone for treatment, who have left the hospital that can't be accounted for, who are vulnerable as a result, and from other health facilities. That's not a criticism of the health service, it's just the way it is. And they're not committing any crimes. The hospitals don't have powers to keep them. The police don't have powers to arrest them. There is proposed legislation around people's capacity to make their decisions on their own behalf to clarify this area. That's not currently on the books. And police and other agencies are trying to do our best in what feels right in a human endeavour to keep people safe and sometimes protect the people from themselves. But actually, we don't always have all the powers and facilities to do that. So it's a really challenging piece of business. And I'm not seeking to push this off on the partners. Collectively, it's very challenging for us.
The police who have been, the police officers who have been disciplined, primarily have they been lazy in relation to this, or have they not been trained properly?
I don't think that any officers have been lazy. I think there's clear evidence that with the amount of demands they face on a day and daily basis, and I said it's 35 missing persons a day, but you know, clearly there's a whole range of other stuff. We deal with nearly 1,500 calls for service as an organisation every 24 hours. If that risk assessment isn't properly conducted on the front end and isn't escalated quickly, then there'd be a range of other failings that then proceed from there, and that's reflected. It seems a large number of officers, but when shifts change and handovers are done, and that extends over a large number of days, and clearly a large number of officers have touched that investigation at some point, and where those failings aren't rectified as that progresses, then you'd expect to see large numbers of people coming in for some criticism around that. So I don't think it's lazy. I think it's actually quite the reverse. People are trying to do the best they can in difficult circumstances. We have to learn from these. We have learn from those mistakes, both for the individuals themselves and organisationally. And at the time of this case was occurring, you know, we were actually reviewing our practice at that point. And since that, we have put other checks and balances in place to give reassurance that there's less likelihood of this happening going forward.
Was the search for Mr. Zheng Fengxi, was it disadvantaged because his family were so far away? They were contacting you from China, and that was more difficult for the PSNI to deal with.
I don't believe so. You know, there's an onus on us, and it's in the report that we maybe should have done more to talk to the family more regularly throughout it. And had we done so, we would have probably escalated the risk assessment much earlier, and that would have brought more focus and more resources to this particular case. And there's a possibility that we may have found Mr. Xi earlier. We may not, of course, because we'll never know. But you know, I don't believe that the family being so far away was a key factor in that. There's just a range of issues, and they're touched on in the Ombudsman's report.
Has his family been given an explanation?
Yes, the Ombudsman's office, as I understand it, have been in touch. We're actually dealing with the family as well, so we've talked them through that. I've offered apologies on for things we should have done better, and that is very much the case. It's a genuine apology, and I think that's important.
It must be very satisfying for police officers when they intervene to search for someone and they actually find the vulnerable person.
Keeping people safe is a big part of what we do, and this is a small part of that. You know, it is 35 people a day, but I have, you know, and operational officers are dealing with missing persons on a day and daily basis. There's a percentage of those who are really vulnerable, and but for the intervention of the police service, you know, probably wouldn't be safe as they are today. But that's true right across policing. You know, we do interventions in a whole range of circumstances, not just in missing persons, but people who are self-harming or people who are harming others because of mental illness or vulnerabilities. And police officers intervene in those situations to protect those people from themselves in many cases, and indeed others, and try to get them into a system that gets some support. That's a satisfying piece of our work, because actually that's a lot of what people join the police to do.
And do you continue to encourage, even this morning, encourage people to lift the phone and contact the police if they are concerned about a relative or someone they know who they can't actually locate? 35 a day would seem like a lot of people who are panicking unnecessarily. Would you still encourage people to lift the phone?
Absolutely. You know, where you have concern for somebody, then absolutely we're the people to talk to in that. You know, we can give you advice and guidance on it. We can make an assessment of what the circumstances are and react accordingly to it. You know, people need to be reassured that that's the case. 35 is a lot, but then we're used to doing that. We develop a lot of skills around that. I want to reassure people around that. And again, the vast, vast majority that we deal with end up being found quickly and safely, and we're very pleased about that. And thankfully, the number of cases that we're talking about this morning, like this one, are actually very much in the margins.
And it's not down to you being short of men and women on the beat, on the street. It's not a lack of resources, a lack of finances for the police to do their job properly that's causing tragedies like this one.
Well, I don't think there's not even in the Ombudsman's report is there any connection between the police activity and Mr. Shee losing his life. Clearly, in this tragic case, he was already dead before the family had even reported him missing to police. That's a tragedy, but there's nothing in what has happened in this case that led to that outcome in and of itself. So I think we need to be clear about that piece. But it is, you know, you raise resourcing issues. We have been had our senior budget reducing in significant amounts year on year for a number of years, another £20 million taken out of the budget this year, more again next year. It is increasingly difficult as vulnerabilities and other partner agencies, and the earlier conversation we had about this increasing, this is a significantly increasing demand. We are meeting significantly increasing demands and risks with a reducing resource base. That's always of a concern. But that doesn't mean that we won't do our best in the high-risk cases to bring people home safely. People need to be reassured around that.
Okay, ACC Todd, thanks for your time this morning.
You're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's 19 minutes past nine. Maybe you have a story to tell us about how the police intervened to find someone who'd gone missing, a loved one of yours. If you have, do let us know. Maybe you weren't happy with the assistance given to you by the police. You can let us know about that as well. You know the number? 028 90 333 105.